Hello everyone. Today's MCF Easter reflection is based on Luke 22, verse 19 to 20. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup, after they'd eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Jesus has been celebrating the Passover meal with his disciples, who did not yet understand that Christ himself was their Passover lamb. After supper, he took bread, and by his actions, he instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, knowing that the visual symbol of the bread, something that they and we would touch every day, would be more powerful in helping them to remember than words alone. The bread represented him who is the bread of life and had to be broken, just as his body would be broken on the cross. Similarly, he took the cup. He had to explain it, or they and we would not understand. "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Of course, to understand the new covenant, we must first understand the old, so let's begin there. Some of you may be asking, what is a covenant anyway? Essentially, a covenant is an agreement which confirms not services and legal matters like a contract, but more important matters of relationship and identity. Historically, from the time of the fall, forgiveness was needed. So in Old Testament times, God forgave people's sins when they brought animals for the priests to sacrifice. These sacrifices were required because, according to Leviticus 17, the life is in the blood, and therefore the sacrifices represented the life taken for forgiveness and cleansing, or in theological terms, atonement. However, the old covenant was temporary, because animal blood was inadequate to remove sin. So, those sacrifices had to be repeated over and over again. During that covenant, the forgiveness part of atonement was supplied through a daily sacrifice, while the cleansing part was supplied through the annual Day of Atonement described in Leviticus 16. Both parts together made the old covenant atonement complete. In great contrast, Jesus came to institute a new covenant between God and his people. Under this new agreement, Jesus, the Lamb of God, would die in the place of sinners, that is, all of us, for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Unlike the blood of animals, his blood would have the power to remove the sins of all who put their faith in him. And his sacrifice, being adequate for both forgiveness and cleansing, would never have to be repeated, remaining valid for all eternity. The words of a hymn express it perfectly. "Jesus did it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow." Going back to the Last Supper, we saw that Jesus invited his followers to remember his body broken and his blood poured out. Clearly, he wanted us to understand that this would be the basis for the forgiveness of our sins, a forgiveness freely given, but made possible at a great cost. Because of this, we need to examine our hearts. Is there a place within us where we need to receive his forgiveness, or extend it to someone else? Jesus made it clear that in accepting forgiveness for our own sins, God expects us also to forgive those who sin against us. We cannot pretend that it's easy. There are times when life hurts, and consciously or even unconsciously, we hold on to our pain and a lack of mercy on those who've wronged us. We may even think that we've forgiven, but as you and I may know from experience, the Holy Spirit will show us that there's still a deeper work to be done, for which we need his help to forgive according to the measure of forgiveness we have received. And not forgetting that at times we must also forgive ourselves. Father, through the atoning death of your perfect Son, we've been forgiven much. And so today, we come to love you much. In fact, we've been forgiven everything. We're humbled and enriched to know the power of your love. In the light of your grace, please help us to extend your river of mercy and pardon to others. Jesus, we remember your words. Freely you've received. Freely give. In your precious name we pray. Amen.